First parak of Edis Mishnah Yud. Hapoyet Sela Shal Maiz Shein Yerushalayim. He had a Sela, which is a large coin, and he wanted to buy things, fruit in Yerushalayim, and he changes it for a smaller coinage. B'shamirim V'kol Sela Mois. He could convert entire larger coin into smaller money, so that he'll have available smaller money for constantly buying fruits and vegetables and animals, whatever, for eating purposes. Rabbi Beisil Loimim B'shekel Kezer B'shekel Mois. Beisil failed. No, you should leave half of it at Kesef, because maybe you're not going to use them all up, and if you have the moyas, then they were made out of copper, which do not last as well as the silver does. So leave a half in Kesef. Hadon of Nechachonim Moimim, that's Shem ben Azan, Shem ben Zoyman, Chonon Hamitzri, three Tanoim. Their opinion was, Shlosh Yedinim Kesef, the dinamos, only one quarter should be made into copper coins. Three quarters leave as silver. Rabbi Kiva Ima, the Shlosha dinam kesef, ubevias mois. Kiva holds that the Mephoshim seem to say that a quarter of the remaining dinner it should be used as mois. So according to that, it will be only a 16th of the original coin will be kesef, will be mois. Rav Talfa Noima, arba asperi kesef. Asperi is fifth of a dinner. So kids, there's different opinions how much you should leave as silver. Either you can make the whole thing mois, beishama, beisil, half, and done with fnei chachamim, a quarter, and rukiva, a 16th, and Rav Talfa, a fifth. Here's another etza. Just leave the entire coin by the merchant who's selling, the salesman, and they make a cheshbon every time he buys something. It will be connected to the amount of credit he has.